Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount, bringing you another episode of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Today, we've got Dalton Bullard from Northern Illinois. Dalton has got a long wrestling pedigree, and he is also the founder of the well-known IllinoisWrestler.com wrestling platform. He promotes and educates people on the sport of wrestling throughout his social media platforms, not only with the website, but with two of the podcasts that he does. And people have really grown to love and follow the content. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this sometimes. But Dalton, tell our listeners a little bit about you. How'd you come up in the sport and where have you grown to love wrestling so much?
I grew up wrestling early. I started when I was 5 because my older brother got started wrestling and my parents just decided to take me along with. Early on, I fell in love with I always loved wrestling, like the act of going to practice, jumping, rolling, fighting people, like that just always was fun to me as a young boy. And then I got competitively fixed on it. Like the competitive mindset came right away when one of my first ever match I lost and I freaked out. I did not like losing. I didn't like the feeling of losing. So after that moment, I actually took, I want to say almost 2 years off of competing, but I went to every practice. I never skipped a practice. From there, I just kept practicing. I knew that I wanted to be good at it. I just didn't want to go compete until I felt like I was confident and ready. And I think through that process, I just fell in love with wrestling. And then I just got slowly better. And I think at some point, I just decided I was like, you know, I'm a wrestler. I think I played a couple other team sports along the way. And being a smaller, shorter guy, I felt like I was always discriminated against, even though I felt like I was aggressive and strong and just as capable as the other kids. I think a lot of the dad coaches would put their kid in over me. And so in 7th grade, I decided I was like, I'm done doing team sports. I'm only going to wrestle because nobody can put their kid in front of me in wrestling. So, you know, I fell in love with that, went on to compete in high school pretty well. 4-time state placer, 2-time state finalist. I got recruited at the Division I level, a lot of schools in the Big Ten. I got recruited by Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, some other schools. I decided to go to Illinois. There was a big recruiting class that went there. I wrestled at Illinois for 3 years. Then I transferred to the University of Nebraska. And then after that, I took a gap because after I left Nebraska with a little bit of an injury, I got out of it thinking I was just going to be retired from wrestling. And I started coaching at Hononega High School for a year. And after that, a lot of people encouraged me to go back to school and finish my degree. And in the process of figuring out how to go back to school and finish my degree, I found out that I had Division III eligibility. And I went to Elmhurst College with head coach Steve Marinetti, who is an NCAA champion for University of Illinois. And I spent two and a half years there, graduated with a degree in exercise science. And then I got into coaching and stuff after that. But that's my wrestling journey.
That's awesome, man. So where'd you actually go to high school at then?
I went to Belvedere High School.
Okay, cool. And you're still in the Belvedere area now, right?
In the area. I moved to Loves Park, which is, I think it's probably like 20-minute drive to my parents' house.
Okay. So you're obviously still very active in the sport of wrestling. Everyone in Illinois knows you from your platform that you promote the sport on. What are your goals with the platform? I mean, what are you obviously trying to achieve here? I mean, it's not like you can monetize it. So it's, you know, clear that you're passionate about the sport.
Yeah, I guess one of the main drivers as to, you know, I got into digital media marketing, ironically, doing my, I don't know if you'd call it your grad program. Like I had to do a internship for exercise science. And through the process of doing my internship, I ended up making a website and doing media marketing. And I quickly like learned the field of media marketing. And then bringing it to the sport of wrestling, you know, I've looked back on my experience as a wrestler and I thought it was incredibly invaluable of the experience that it does for you if you really pursue your best version of yourself. So my main mission or goal is just to continue to make the pursuit of elite level wrestling something that everybody wants to do. And I think when you cover the sport, when you promote the sport, when you showcase the individuals who are on that journey, I think that that inspires other people to participate it as well. So that's my main driver, is just to encourage the pursuit of high level wrestling, because I think it transforms you into a unique, strong, resilient individual. So
that's awesome, man. So, I'm still pretty new to the sport. I wrestled just a little bit in high school, not much, but have been involved since my son and daughter have both taken to the sport. And it's crazy to see how fast and how much the sport has evolved because of social media. I mean, kids have access to elite level wrestling anywhere they go at any time during the day, from Instagram reels to Facebook posts to even TikToks, coaches making TikToks showing elite level wrestling and stuff. So with TikToks and other social media access that these kids have got, I mean, you see the sport evolve really fast. I mean, we've got the sport of girls wrestling is stronger than ever and evolving with Division I, Division II, and Division III colleges now sanctioning the events and having a national championship. You know, you see a lot of girls going that route, trying to earn college scholarships. It's just really neat to see the sport evolve, and I enjoy being a part of it. And once again, I appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your platform as well. It's just awesome to try and help grow the sport. So what's next? What's next for Illinois wrestler?
What's next? Good question. I think we've gotten into a really good groove, and you know, I appreciate you being a part of it. It could have probably happened a little earlier, but even last year, one thing that I try to maintain throughout the entire thing is just patience, not trying to get too anxious about what to create or what to do. And I think that, you know, like I said, I just kind of trust that everything is going to happen as it should. So the next thing is really just what I focus on now. So the next thing for us is the next tournament and making sure that we try to increase our ability to cover a tournament, cover an event pre and post, pre, during, and post, right? How we can become, you know, really good at doing that and showcasing that. Our team is growing, so I have more people that want to be a part of it and help create stuff for this. So what's next is just to continue to build relationships with coaches and people across the state so that we can do a better job telling the story of high school wrestling. And then hopefully we can expand into other fields of high school wrestling, college wrestling, youth wrestling. So yeah, I don't really know what's next. I think the next thing is just the next event, and that's it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I think we're about out of time for today. Dalton Bullard, IllinoisWrestler.com. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us. And as the great Dan Gable would say, once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy.